A Republican state senator from Western North Carolina is proposing a measure that would force local law enforcement to cooperate with federal immigration agents. Hendersonville Republican Chuck Edwards unveiled Senate Bill 101 last week. He's calling it Require Cooperation with ICE 2.0. It's essentially a revamped version of a similar House proposal that Democratic Governor Roy Cooper vetoed in 2019. Edwards says this time is different.
By and large, the folks in my district and in North Carolina insist that we're a land of laws and that a sheriff can't simply go out and decide which laws that they're going to enforce and which laws that they're not.
That's a jab at Buncombe County Sheriff Quentin Miller, who has spoken out against agreements with ICE called 287G and has refused to comply. Sheriff Miller and immigration advocates say those agreements actually make communities less safe because they sow distrust in local law enforcement. Stefania Arteaga is acting regional immigrant rights strategist for the ACLU.
One of the things that occurs when law enforcement collaborates with ICE is that you see fear in the community. You see fear of the community not feeling like they're able to report crime or seek services.
Edwards' proposal would require sheriff's offices to annually report to the General Assembly on how many ICE detainer requests were issued by their departments. Henderson County Sheriff is currently the only department in Western North Carolina that participates in the 287G program. The county also has a higher Hispanic Latinx population per capita than Buncombe County. I'm Cass Harrington, BPR News.